Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It's one of the central questions of this podcast, really. What exactly are they capable of, and how far will they go? How far will they go to hold on to power? Because if Donald Trump were to be elected this time, and were to actually go after the deep state this time, it could set them back years, maybe even decades. Here's a hint of how far they're willing to go. Democrat Jamie Raskin appeared on a podcast episode that's only just now coming to light. This was back in February, and this is him explaining there'll be a civil war before we'll allow Donald Trump to be installed if he wins.
And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherrilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
If Raskin were some crackpot, like Tank Johnson or Cori Bush or even AOC, I'd roll my eyes and say wishful thinking. And there are fringe crackpot Congress members, but Raskin is not that. If you look Jamie Raskin up and his face is familiar to you, that's because the Democrats have pushed him front and center in recent years as the lead impeachment manager for the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. He's one of their chief surrogates, not some crackpot. If he says it, it's got my full attention. What is he talking about? 14th Amendment? Civil War? Blah, blah? He's talking about the crackpot theory that the Democrats have that Donald Trump somehow violated 14th Amendment of the Constitution, Section 3. It's an argument that Congress can block any person from office who was a federal officer and previously sworn oath to the Constitution, then engaged in rebellion or insurrection. But wait. Trump's never been convicted of that. Actually, he has. By the House, they impeached him. But the problem is the Senate has to finish it, and they voted no. This is why, of all members of Congress, Jamie Raskin is being shoved forward to begin quietly mustering the rebellion on podcast on the grassroots of the left to get this idea through the way. You know, we're going to do the Civil War thing if Donald Trump wins. Why? Because Jamie Raskin is the same guy who got the impeachment conviction in the House. Our side, the aisle, is almost terminally innocent. I don't think that we fully appreciate yet how determined these people are to keep Donald Trump from taking office. But if you want a good hint, listen to yesterday's podcast, which makes it really obvious they set Trump up to be assassinated at that rally. Listen to the warning in the email from a seasoned sniper in the Secret Service that he sent to most of the uniformed division of the Secret Service. He said Donald Trump is at risk of being assassinated again. He thought it would happen as soon as 30 days from when he sent the email after the Butler rally. And he believed Trump would not survive if the remaining four leaders of the Secret Service who are still in place were allowed to keep their jobs. Not because they're incompetent, this whistleblower and sniper with the Secret Service wrote, but because they are corrupt. Again, he put the horizon, the timeline for the next assassination attack at 30 days. And that was almost 10 days ago. We get snapshots all the time little peeks, little hints of how far the left would go if they thought they could get away with it. And if they win with a team this weak, this pathetic, this unpopular as Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, Katie, bar the door. You're going to see a repression in this country that right now, on the 8th of August, seems unimaginable. Every once in a while, we get peeks into exactly how far they'll go and how insane their thinking is from a totalitarian perspective. We just got one of those in the story of what just happened to Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard wrecked Kamala Harris's chances in the primary. I don't know if you remember it, but she pointed out in a devastating exchange at a debate from which Kamala Harris has never recovered that Kamala Harris led the nation in putting black men in prison when she was attorney general in California for marijuana-based crimes and then had the unmitigated gall while running for president to appear on a black radio show and when asked, have you used marijuana, cackle and tell them she had. Tulsi buried her with it. She never recovered. She dropped out of the race without winning a single vote or elector and with less than 3% in the polling. Now, when she flies on an airplane, Tulsi Gabbard, Matt Taibbi writes, is tracked by teams of government agents in a surveillance regime more reminiscent of East Germany than a free country. And a whole group of whistleblowing federal air marshals, you know, they're the ones that fly on the planes to help prevent terror attacks. Yeah, well, whistleblowers from the federal air marshals say Tulsi Gabbard has been added to the TSA's terror watch list. Think about that. Sonia Labasco, she's the head of the Air Marshal National Council, that's their union, blew the whistle in an article with DC Undercover saying Gabbard is unaware she has two explosive detection canine teams, one transportation security specialist in explosives, one plainclothes TSA supervisor, and three federal air marshals on every flight she boards. And Tulsi Gabbard may be figuring this out because she just recently flew from Rome back into Texas. And she said at every stopping point, they were waiting for her. Federal employees who groped her in unimaginable ways. She said that this lasted about 45 minutes every time it happened. Gabbard has been signaled out as a top-level terror threat in what's called the Quiet Skies program. It happened every time I boarded, Gabbard told Taibbi, the reporter. She's an Iraq war veteran, former member of Congress, current Army reservist, and she tends to pack light, she says, but no matter. She says, I've got a couple of blazers in my suitcase. They're squeezing every inch of the entire collar, every inch of the sleeves. She says, they're squeezing and patting down my underwear, bras, workout clothes, every inch of every piece of clothing. She said, I use my military ID to get through security sometimes. And she said, when she tried it this time, the TSA agent said, why are you quad S, which is quadruple S? You're in the military. And I said, well, I'm in politics. And the agent told her he'd encountered supporters of President Trump before who'd had no issues traveling beforehand, but were now marked quad S every time they traveled and literally harassed by entire gangs of agents. At one flight, Tulsi Gabbard says, because she flies a lot, she says, there were at least six TSA agents doing additional screening. They were there waiting for her along with canine support. There were dogs in Dallas when we got there. Dogs at a couple of the gates too, she says. Gabbard was apparently first placed on the watch list on July 23rd and teams of federal air marshals began following her on flights on July 25th. That's chilling. Because Gabbard did a devastating interview criticizing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris for their use of the deep state to, ironically, terrorize people with Laura Ingraham on the 22nd. On the 23rd, she gets added to the Quiet Skies terror watch list. So it's simple to understand what's going on here. You criticize Kamala Harris, Her Highness, and she'll treat you like a terrorist. Folks, I don't think we appreciate how serious these people are and how far they're willing to go using the levers of government power.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We've gotten so used to them likening us to ISIS, calling half the country, those who support Donald Trump, terrorists, to being targeted in our churches and when we speak peacefully at school board meetings. We're so used to it because the knock at the door hasn't come yet and we haven't been dragged off in the middle of the night yet that we tend to shrug it off. But we need to stop that. Because as another story shows us, they're perfectly comfortable with allowing terrorists into the country, even when they do dry runs for a terror attack. Yet they think we are the actual terrorists. Did you see this? Oh my gosh, Judicial Watch has this. It's breaking news. They got it in a FOIA. Do you remember those two illegal immigrants who drove right up to Quantico, claimed to be an Amazon delivery man, right? Drove into Quantico, were told to stop while they checked their credentials, and then tried to plow their way into Quantico? The media and the federal government blacked that out. We only know about it because a local newspaper caught wind of it. Well, that was back in May. And at first, the Biden administration, you'll remember, denied they were legal immigrants, but has since admitted that they were. Members of Congress with classified security clearances began to hear that one of them was also on the terror watch list. But that was flat out denied by Karine Jean-Pierre and the Biden administration. No way, no how. And they were quietly released on bond back in June. $10,000 bond for one of them, the other one $15,000, which by itself is outrageous. I mean, one of them had only been here 20 days and they're here illegally. At a minimum, they should be deported after they stand trial and serve time. Well, Judicial Watch got a hold of what's called the Serious Incident Report filed by Marine Base Quantico to Marine Headquarters. And it confirms that one of the two men, the one with the last name of Hamdan, is on the terror watch list. I mean, folks, without him being on the terror watch list, it's an absolute outrage that this illegal immigrant was just turned loose to do as you will in America after guaranteeing a judge, this was the condition of his bond release, that he wouldn't go near military bases anymore. What are they just okay if he just goes to a football game and kills those people instead? Anyway, the Biden administration has continued to insist that he's not on the terror watch list and told that to a group of Congress members who wrote a letter saying that they had been tipped off that he was on the terror watch list. This during a week when we find out that the federal government captured 250 terrorists at the southern border. In other words, people on the terror watch list, and had them in custody and let 99 of them go into American communities. On the terror watch list. Folks, this clearly means they intend to bring all of the world's terrorists, the whole watch list, to the United States of America. And they intend for us to live side by side in whatever chaos they create. You want to know what that looks like? Check out how the Taylor Swift tour is going. Yeah, all three concerts in Vienna canceled. Why? Massive and a lot of it illegal immigration, in their case, from Islamic countries. What is the Democrats? What are they, jealous? They want concerts canceled too. They want American performers to have the goodwill of whatever terrorist we import before they're allowed to perform without being killed. I mean, what are they building? And why do they consider us the terrorists? They clearly fear us more than people on terror watch lists. Want to pause right here and thank PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast and for all the weight that I've lost, 29 pounds. It's made a huge difference in my life. My knee pain is just about gone. I can hike now with my daughter. And you know what? We love to hike. We had completed almost all the hikes on the Blue Ridge Parkway that you could do that were rated moderate. And I just always crossed anyone's rated strenuous off my list as no-goes. Well, for us, this is like a whole new Blue Ridge Parkway because I can hike the strenuous paths now from all trails. So Instead of having to go out west and find whole new states to hike in, I'm going back along the old familiar trails and finding new places I can get to now because my knees don't hurt anymore and because I have the cardiovascular strength to keep up with my 16-year-old daughter. We've made so many memories that we wouldn't have had thanks to PhD weight loss. So check them out. I've managed to keep the weight off for 17 months now. That's a testament to the power of this program. So find out more. Go to myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. You can do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Finally, want to use the last few minutes of the podcast to talk some more about Tim Walz. You're now getting a look at why you don't know Tim Walz's face, why you don't know his name, why you've never heard it before, and why he's not on the TV a lot. Because he's not, as I said in the podcast earlier this week, considered tier one or quite frankly, even tier two National Democrat leadership material. You know why? Because this guy is a buffoon and a Confederate liar. This is a guy whose former military unit from the National Guard has chased him around for 6 years now in his own state, accusing him of stolen valor for in interview after interview claiming he went to Iraq with them when what he actually did was accept a promotion, a brand new title, agree to do the 2 years of essentially what is like college coursework that you have to do to fully complete and earn that title. Then he found out that they were being shipped out to Iraq, so he quit. Well, nothing wrong with that. Kind of not, you know, very brave, but all right, fine. He did 24 years in the National Guard. But then when you continue to use that title after you've been demoted for not completing the work that you signed a sheet of paper saying you would do to achieve it, continuing to claim that title and then claiming you went to Iraq, you fought in a war zone when you did no such thing, when the only place you ever went overseas with the National Guard was Italy, that's outrageous. When your entire unit went to Iraq, except you. And yet you're walking around trying to justify taking other people's guns because they're weapons of war that you say you carried in a war zone. Folks, this stuff is not some deep, dark secret from his past that they missed in a vetting session. This is front and center. They knew all about this. This has been all over the media in Minnesota. What does it mean? It means what I told you earlier this week. No other governor wanted to run with Kamala Harris. This is the only one she can get. And that is because internally in their own polling, they're seeing how weak she is. They needed somebody, anybody, a warm body. I don't even think they did the typical background checking that they would do. They just grabbed him because who else was going to do it? Oh, and of course, you can't pick the Jewish guy because they're a bunch of anti-Semites. That Walz was picked by the Harris team, and let's not kid ourselves, whoever's actually running this, because it ain't her. She's not smart enough to. This is a woman who hasn't taken a single interview in 18 days. She's terrified to attempt to answer any kind of in-depth question. Folks, what does this mean? This shows the absolute weakness of this ticket. No way a serious ticket who really had a choice of top-tier Democrat candidates to run with them as vice president would ever pick this guy. But this whole stolen valor thing alone is not only embarrassing, it's completely disqualifying. It's not that she picked him, it's that the others didn't want anything to do with her and she needed somebody fast. Folks, this again, it shows you what the internal polling looks like. This team is much weaker than these pollsters are telling us.
America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.